Last Sunday, leading up to this reading today, we heard Jesus insist that his followers repent. In my preaching on that text, I was reminded that the word repent has been watered down in translation, losing the power and the force of the original word, the Greek word metanoia, which is the word Matthew uses in his original text. For most people, repent means to feel sorry and maybe try to do better. Well, I don't think Jesus came down from the glory of the Father to make us feel sorry, wanting us to do better. He came from metanoia. Just being sorry trivializes his life and his death. Metanoia. It means a lot more than feeling sorry and wanting to do better. That word means changing one's consciousness, one's mind. But not like changing or trading one idea for another. It means a complete transformation of one's thinking. And it also implies a repudiation of past ways. With that in mind, Matthew leads us then up the mountain and unfolds this message. For those who've begun to experience metanoia at the call of Jesus, this transformation becomes crystal clear. But for those trapped in the old ways of thinking and trapped in this world, being blessed, what does it mean? Being blessed means lucky. I'm so blessed. Having received some gift. If that's the case, and you think of it that way, then what follows in this gospel brings a lot of conflict, and it makes no sense at all. How can you be lucky if you're poor? How can you be lucky if you mourn? How can these blessings be there? They must wonder. Of course, when the conflict comes and they can't put it all together because they've not begun to experience this metanoia, what happens? They just turn the page and go on, unaffected and unchanged. They think it's blessed to be rich because they'll get what they want. They think that the powerful and the aggressive are blessed because they see gentleness as weakness. If you're merciful, people are going to take advantage of you. Well, they don't want any of that. No metanoia there, you see. The message of the gospel and the life and teaching of Jesus Christ turns everything in this world upside down, and it repudiates everything that this world believes, values, and holds on to. So here comes metanoia. Blessing no longer means being lucky or fortunate or favored. According to Jesus, being blessed means being like God. It means being the way God made and intended us and all things to be. That is blessed. Whatever's ungodly is not blessed, you see. So for those who will go through the metanoia of faith, then everything is different and the past is over. Those who are blessed know their need for God, and they put their trust in God rather than in material things, believing that God will give them everything they need. The blessed know that what makes you rich is not what you possess, but the kind of person you are. Those who are blessed are gentle and kind, and they know that weakness is a form of strength. Knowing that what's most important in life is doing the right thing and being kind and gentle. They never confuse happiness with cheap thrills. Those who are blessed have values and standards that they're prepared to live up to them. by always doing what's right because they know that's what life's all about. Those who are blessed know mercy and they give what they hope to receive. Their greatness lies in their readiness to forgive, since they never forget to say, "I'm sorry." You can go on in this way with all of the Beatitudes if you've begun to desire and ask for metanoia. These Beatitudes are the badge of a disciple of Jesus. They make us rich in the sight of God. They open our minds to new ways of seeing and judging. They give us a whole new set of bearings. A person who lives according to the Beatitudes is already living in the reign of God. And the fact that they are made in God's image is unmistakable. They're blessed. To see them is to see something of God on this earth. Eternal life will merely be the full blossoming of a life that's already blessed.